What's up, Atlanta? Happy Thursday with Turtle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man, Oren, we got to get your boys in line. 6:04. We had a 6:05 this week. This is my time, all right? I need every single minute of the 5 hours that I'm getting tonight with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Because, of course, we have the full four plus an Atlanta baseball postgame show. We'll make that work somehow because, well, you know what? We could celebrate 20 games under 500 if they lose tonight. How about that, folks? Five-game set with the Marlins beginning tonight. Spencer Strider's in shambles. Austin Riley's on the shelf. Oh, my goodness.
The Marlins are better than them right now.
The Marlins, not only are they're a lot better. They have a guy, so they have a player nobody's ever heard of. His name is Kyle Stowers. This dude's going to hit 35 home runs this year and be an outside unlikely MVP candidate. This dude's a baller. So if anything, you can watch him play. There's no Acuna. There's no Riley. Some dude is starting third base tonight that I've never heard of, and I'm not going to pretend to have heard of. It's like Jake, his last name starts with an O, something like that. But we'll get into that later in the show. We have a very special guest joining me right off the top here. He was sitting out in the newsroom, and I was like, dude, you just chilling? He's like, for a minute. I'm like, so why don't you hop in the studio? Do something productive with your life for a change, pal. Caleb Johnson, our intrepid Hawks and Dogs reporter, joining me now in studio. Now, Caleb, we spoke on Tuesday, and we covered this topic that's slowly been gaining some traction, and now it's everywhere. Dukes and Bell were all over it. I'm seeing everybody's catching on Twitter as to what's going on. Trey Young, my bud, is putting the heat on the Hawks a little bit here by subtweeting and getting in the mix with hourglass emojis and commenting on Micah Parsons' situation in Dallas. And it took a little while for people to really notice what's going on. And even since I spoke to you last on Tuesday, this thing is blowing up. So here's my question. Could this possibly, and I think the answer is going to be no, but could this possibly in any way put real pressure on the Hawks organization to do something?
Absolutely none.
I didn't think so.
No. Here's what it could do, and I kind of alluded to this, and I have to be very careful because I don't want to be too accusatory or anything of that nature, but we have seen in the past where Tony Ressler, the owner of the Atlanta Hawks, gets a bit restless and decides, hey, I want something done, and he will go to his general manager and say, get it done. Now, the last time this happened in a major way, it was Travis Schlenk after the Hawks went to the conference finals, and from a lot of reporting, it came back that Tony said, hey, we want to lock these guys up long-term, make it happen. And to some reports and to my understanding, Travis was like, yeah, but we need to watch the budget. We need to kind of see what the salary cap is, you know, and let's maybe not lock guys down until we feel more confident about certain things. And Tony came back and was like, get the deal done. And that's what they did. And then you end up trading John Collins away for nothing for the salary dump because you find yourself in that sort of position. So I think the only thing that could possibly change right now is the Atlanta Hawks owner deciding, hey, I want this conversation done. I want this guy around long term. Make it happen. And I say that because after De'Aaron Fox somehow talked the Spurs into signing this max deal, that made it. That's what Trey is going to want. That's what he and his camp are going to show Ansi Salehe and say, hey, this max deal right here, give us that. And if we can't get that, then there's no conversation to be had. And if I'm Ansi, I'm going, okay, there's no conversation to be had. We'll talk at the end of the season. And I think Trey would be much more willing to get a friendlier team deal if they're more successful this season. And I think if Trey were to have a bad year, then, you know, potentially you're looking at moving on from him. Or if he has just an incredible year and the Hawks don't think he's worth that amount, then they can, you know, potentially let him walk or even look at trading him at the trade deadline. Like, I just think we're in a position where unless I have to imagine Ansi has put a deal in front of Trey and his camp. Well, his camp, because let's not act like Ansi's going to, you know, act like Jerry Jones. And it's a, hey, if you want to sign it, cool. If you don't, we'll talk about this later.
How much of it from Trey's perspective do you think is just about ego? Because like you said, all his peers that needed to get paid this offseason did, and he didn't.
I don't think it's ego for him. I think it's respect. Because I think the version of Trey that had a big ego was a couple of years ago. And I think he has since, at least in my opinion, I think he has done some realization of how the business of the NBA works and his impact to the team. And hey, if I work with these guys, they can put a team around me. And I think what we've seen from Ansi this offseason has been, hey, he's going to put a team around you, Trey, so you do want to stick around here long term. But at the same time, if De'Aaron Fox, who is not as good of a player as Trey Young, if he's getting the max, then I've got to get the max. I can't give you a quote-unquote hometown discount.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I just wonder, I still wonder to this day, if the team itself has decided what they want to do. Like, I'm not still sure that they know if they believe Trae Young is a max championship ace player.
I don't think they believe that. I don't think Ansi believes that he is a max caliber player, and that's why I don't think a deal ultimately gets done. Because now that we've heard from Trae, we know that Trey is putting it out there because he wants it to be known, hey, I'm ready for a deal to get done. So it seems most likely that this is on the Atlanta Hawks management side of things, which is very likely them going, yeah, we're not just going to pay you for the sake of thanks for being our guy. We've got to be smart about the cap. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves in a position like some of these other teams who are having a, you know, they got a for sale sign out in front of the Boston Celtics, you know, like outside the Garden. It's a, you know, it's a throw us a deal and we'll come, you know, we'll come to an agreement. So they don't want to find themselves in that type of position, especially if it doesn't bring you a championship. And that's ultimately what they want to be working towards.
All right. So before we run out of time here, I did want to ask you about this because this is what I'm going to talk to the audience about next segment. Today we find out that Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow are among several starting quarterbacks that are going to play this weekend. Does this information change your opinion, and what is your opinion about Michael Penix Jr. potentially, because we don't know yet, not seeing any run in the preseason? Does the fact that Mahomes and Burrow are playing, among others, Cam Ward included, Michael Penix Jr. with three games under his belt in his NFL career doesn't need to play? What's your feeling?
Yeah, I have never understood this whole don't play them thing. For the simple, like, I guess there was a time in which I was like, oh yeah, injuries makes a lot of sense. And I'm assuming Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and these guys are probably doing like a series or two. I imagine they're not playing an entire half or anything like that.
I think Andy Reid said they're going to play a quarter.
Okay. So that's probably two series then from Pat Mahomes. And that feels like the perfect amount of go through some a form of dress rehearsal against another team, going through your pregame routine, going out there, just getting the jitters out before you have, you know, games that actually count. I feel like there are little things that you end up seeing on the field that I mean, I've never played in that position, so I don't know, but I feel like there are just little things that you are going to notice by going out there for a series or two in the preseason that help you towards once you step out there against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers week one. And I've never understood this whole, well, we don't want to get the guys hurt, because They're going out there and practicing every single day. So what do you mean you don't want them to get hurt? They're going to play in the joint practices. So, like, what is the difference here? It feels like we're getting a little too, I hate to say, like, galaxy-brained, but, like, we're like, smarter than everybody else.
And overprotective. That's, I think, part of the issue. Like, for me, this is the argument I don't like. Well, he got injured in the preseason. He could have gotten injured on any play of any game of any year.
Yes.
Your odds are the same. Like, it doesn't change. Like, a football play is a football play is a football play. Yes, in preseason, maybe you go 95% instead of 100, but especially if you're not a first-team guy, you're out there trying to make the damn team. So you're going 100% if it's live game action. So trying to bubble wrap these people for no reason, it's your injury risk goes back to the exact same percentage it was on the first play that you're back out on the field.
Have we not been talking about how much we all love James Pierce Jr. for the fact that he's been going all out at practice, so much so that it's caused fights? Because other guys are going, hey, let's tone it back a little bit. And James is like, I got one speed. And everybody loves that. But if James does that on Friday and gets hurt, then all of a sudden it's, well, I mean, why was he even playing in the game? It just, yeah, I think you get the initial sentiment of you don't want to get guys hurt in games that don't matter. But there is something to be gained from these games. Otherwise, you wouldn't play them.
Yeah, and it's just the I think the thing that people don't grasp is the injury risk resets the second you get back on a football field.
Yeah.
Like, just because you didn't play in the preseason doesn't mean you're not just as likely to get hurt on play one of the regular season. It's the same every single time the ball is hiked because it's completely random and you never know what's going to happen. And there's 350-pound guys trying to smush your face into the ground. And that's the same on play one as play 1,001 in week 17. And people need to stop pretending like putting people in bubble wrap is somehow a magic fix for the preseason. Oh, but DeMarco helmet. No, those guys would have gotten the same exact chance of getting hurt week one that it was on the preseason. There's some guy trying to break your face off. I don't care what play it is. All right, Caleb, what are you doing? You're going to some concert?
I'm going to see JID. He's over at Center Stage tonight.
I don't know who that is. Oren, do you know who JID is? Is that a hip hop artist?
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Okay. I'm gonna have to get to
him. He's an Atlanta rapper too, which you really should know him.
Well, that's bad on me then. Well,
that's all good.
Well, now I got something to listen to on my walk home.
You will be pleasantly surprised.
Give me a comp.
Give you a what?
A comp to him. Like, who does he sound like?
Oh, I mean, he has his own sound. Like, that's kind of
okay.
That's kind of the thing. He is
what genre of hip-hop is it?
So he recently did a track with Eminem because he's a kind of a speed, quick rapper.
All right.
That's cool. That's kind of his style.
Now I got a homework assignment. JID.
Yes.
JID. I'll check it out. All right. We need your calls. 404-726-0929. Does Mahomes, Burrow, Ward, and others change your opinion about whether or not Michael Penix Jr. should see run in the preseason? For me, it doesn't. I think he should play a little bit. And the fact that those guys are playing just reinforces it. But what do you think? Maybe you don't think he should play at all, and you think he should go in bubble wrap. We're taking your calls next. 404-726-0929. Mahomes, Burrow in, Penix out. What are your thoughts? It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you till 10.